Our culture is philosophy. Philosophy is not at the center of human development because it is as inconvenient for the troublemakers as it is precious for the rest of us. It is about growing in authenticity, rising in dignity and human nobility. It does not create followers or obedient workers or children. It cannot fill the vessel. It can only light a brightly burning fire. Ha! Philosophy does not deal with convenience. And personified, it laughs at hokey concepts like the pursuit of happiness. Is that really all you need? To paraphrase Dr. Frankl, happiness can only ensue from the challenge of growing all the way up. To borrow from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it comes from the content of character. And the best of content of character is crowned by the history of philosophy. History of our growing up as seen from the perspective of generations. Ones that begin right where the previous ones left off. For you see, philosophy mothered many children beautifully. Her children are the sciences. And picking up where the previous research left off is how science makes progress. That is also the only way for humanity to make progress. Not by demanding obedience from the little ones, but to live so beautifully and nobly as to be able to ask them to start where we leave off. You see, philosophy fits us because it is us, a single wise family of wise humans, all together, all at once, and always at our best and mightiest, where fantasies and fairy tales always come with a catch. Philosophy builds armor around our being, layer by layer, without asking for anything. It enhances our minds, it enlarges our worlds, building up our operating systems, our knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. It doesn't ask for anything in return, because it is us. It is our culture. It is growing up. Philosophy provides us with great powers, enabling us with unbreakability, and giving us a road towards insight into everything that captures our curiosity, as demonstrated by her daughters, the sciences. Lies can make a king, or a dictator, or even make a crime family look like a legitimate government or nation. But lies cannot make a great being. That is something only wisdom can bring. Philosophy is not really taught in schools because it is devastating to false leaders and charlatans in authority. It destroys lies. It unravels fantasies. It reveals hollow promises. And it ends all the half-measures and inauthentic things by bringing them to light. If philosophy was taught early on, aside from ejecting the blind and lying fools from positions of authority and misunderstanding, the misunderstanding that places humans second to poverty or to borders, it would enable humanity to repair itself, to end world poverty, to end hunger and homelessness. It would end mass incarceration by simply turning prisons into schools, healing retreats for the mind, the body, the soul, the past, and the future. The greater humanity would prevent criminal lifestyles with powerful universal income and real and meaningful enhancing education. Philosophy fixes everything because philosophy is the human culture, the culture of the thinking being. Please understand, philosophy is our culture.